Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting ghosted sucks. That's why we're here to help. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Jill.
Hey!
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Jill, tell us about the guy that you went out with.
Yeah, so we started dating before Thanksgiving, and it was going really well. We were clicking. The conversation was good. The other stuff was good.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So even though we hadn't been dating that long, he didn't have any family in town. I don't have any family in town for Thanksgiving, so I invited him to come over to my place with a friend of mine.
That's nice.
For like a Friendsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was a great night, or I thought it was a great night. We all had a lot of fun. And since that meal, he has completely dropped off the face of the earth.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, I'm a little hurt because I thought we were getting along so well. And like when you spend a holiday with someone.
Yeah, you know, that's a little extra special bonding, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you spend a holiday with somebody, I think that infers that you are into them and want to take it to,
well,
you know, not
we've
like
already
the
established
next
that, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to stuff him before Thanksgiving, Sarah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's like special. This is crazy.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Well, let's call him. His name's Mitchell, and maybe he'll talk to us, and we can figure out what happened.
Hello?
Mitchell.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio on Mix 94.7.
Yeah, what's up?
You in the bathroom right now?
No, I'm good. You caught me off guard.
It sounds like you're on speakerphone. Is there any way that you could take us off? That'd be cool.
Is that any better?
Oh, yeah, that sounds much better.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, we're calling you because we're right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're hoping that you can help us out because Jill said that the two of you went out together, and things were going really, really well, and then after Thanksgiving, you just kind of vanished. We'd love to find out what happened there if you don't mind sharing it with us, but Jill is on the phone, too, so you could say hi, reacquainted again.
Hey, Mitchell.
How are you?
I've been better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there something that she did?
Before Thanksgiving, everything was going chill. Had a great time prior to that. But then when I came over for dinner, I guess I have to preface this. It's like I'm looking for someone to spend the rest of my life with. And I'm looking for a wife that has got, you know, it going on when it comes to, you know, being in the kitchen and cooking. And cooking is a big thing for me, and especially during the holidays.
She didn't live up to your standards in the Thanksgiving meal, so now you don't ever want to see her again?
That was the straw that kind of, like, did it in for me.
This is serious? You're being serious?
Oh, yeah, man. I take food very seriously, man. Yeah, I mean, that's...
How could she screw up Thanksgiving dinner so bad that you don't want to date her anymore?
Well, how much time do you got? I'm just saying.
I made you a meal. I invited you over out of the goodness of my heart and fed you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that and all, but it just seemed like that not that much thought went into it. Like, it was kind of like just, for example, right? So I got there, everything was nice, and had nice friends and all that, and it was nice. And so
nice.
But the food
nice.
Came out, and it was kind of like, okay, the first up was the mashed potatoes that were, like, from Costco that were, like, powdered flakes, and they weren't even cooked all the way.
Okay.
So it kind of looked like this big ball of, like, mush. And then she had, like, these raggedy peas that were all, like, huddled together and
raggedy peas.
Raggedy peas. Just raggedy. And then she brought out the cranberry sauce, and she took it out the can and, like, dumped it inside of a serving dish and then tried to church it up by throwing parsley on it, man.
That's actually – I like it out of the can.
Oh, so you don't like canned cranberry. So it basically came out and looking like the mold of
the ridges.
Can.
That's good. That's when it's really good. You just slice it down, you know, make little slices.
I don't like cranberry sauce, period.
I'm with him on this one. Wait a minute.
You
she
are?
She churched it
Thank
up?
You.
I've never heard that
saying. Yeah,
what does churching up mean?
I don't know.
Oh, that's where, like, you try to dress it up where you make it look pretty, but it ain't going to happen.
Well, that's
nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a little
zhuzh. Listen, Mitchell, I can cook stuff. I was just busy, and I took time out to actually go to the store and buy everything.
You know, there's something to be said about that.
A really nice gesture.
Well, it was nice, and the turkey, like when it came down, like the turkey's the main thing, and that just showed me how much preparedness you took. She got like one of those frozen in the bag turkeys, and she put it inside of a paper bag with the spices on top of the plastic bag. And in the microwave.
Please tell me this is true. You're grateful for the fact that she took the time out to cook Thanksgiving dinner for you. What you're saying is her lack of culinary skills showed you that she's not the domesticated partner that you would want in a spouse.
Break it down, Brad Booker.
Damn, you just called her not domesticated.
Well,
I'm saying that's what he's saying. Right, thank you.
Well, listen, if you're looking for a domesticated woman, maybe I'm not your girl. I'm not domesticated in the way that you want me to be, because I'm more career oriented, because I don't have hours and hours and hours and hours to prepare a Thanksgiving meal.
I'm assuming you guys don't want to see each other again.
That's a pretty safe
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.